Today's daf is Midos daf Lamed Vav. Midos Lamed Vav, as we are on the second to last daf of Maseches Midos, and we continue in the Mishnayos of the third perek of Maseches Midos. We will be starting with the perek Gimel Mishnah Beis in a couple of minutes, but first one or two ha'aras on yesterday's daf. First of all, we were speaking about the Mizbeach. That's when we started to discuss the measurements of the Mizbeach, 32 by 32, and then you keep going in. Machlokas Tanoim, exactly how much space there was for the Maracha. Was it 24 by 24, or was it 28 by 28? Okay, but the Rambam, Por and Lashon of the Rambam, exactly the placement of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah described how the dimensions of the Mizbeach, and we know it was as we traveled from east to west, from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Kohanim, and then you have space, then you have the Mizbeach. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, HaMizbeach Makomo Mechuvan B'Yoser. The Mizbeach's Makom was very exact. Vein Mishanen Osomi Mekomo La'olam. And one is not allowed to change it ever. We're not Mishana the Makam. Shenamar v'zem Mizbeach la'ola li'Yisrael. Uba Mikdash ne'akad Yitzchak Avinu. Shenamar v'lech l'chol Eretz HaMoriah. V'nemar b'divrei yamin v'yachosh Shlomo l'vnozes Beit Hashem v'Yushalayim b'har HaMoriah. V'chulu. U'misores b'yad hakol. And it's a misora in the hand of all. Shehamakom shebana bo David u'Shlomo ha'Mizbeach b'goren ha'aravna or Arvana, depending where you, which pasuk? Hu amakum shebana bo Avraham ha-mizbeach. The place where David and Shlomo built the mizbeach, that's where Avraham built the mizbeach. V'akon alav Yitzchak. V'hu amakum shebana bo Noach. Kishiyatza menateva. V'hu amizbeach sheker ovalav kain v'hevel. So, the mizbeach and the mikdash was the mizbeach of Avraham, the Akedah, and Noach, and Kain and Hevel, ubo hikriv Adam Arishon, kishenivra karbon, and it is the makom that Adam Arishon brought karbonas, umisham nivra, amru chachamim Adam mimakom kaparaso nivra, and that's where Adam Arishon was created from. So it's an exact placement where the Mizbeach needs to be built. And then it says, halacha gimel, midos ha-mizbeach, as we're talking about here, mechuvanos harbei, vitsuraso yedua ishmi ish. It's mechuvan exactly, and its surah is known person to person. Right, out of all the kalim, you have such exact measurements about every detail of mizbeach, this goes up an amma, and then half an amma, and yeah, the other kalim, you do, but such exact dimensions given so many, there's so many different parts, and so many, every layer is given, the dimensions are given, it's very exact, the Rambam says, they're mechuvanos harbei. U'mizbeach shebanu b'nei agola, ke'ein mizbeach she'asid lihibanos asahu. Ve'in lahosef al midasav al-agor mimenu, you can't be mosif or goreya. Aye, so how, that's what we said yesterday. How in the Mishnah did they add on? Because they had a pasuk. They had a pasuk, the allusion in Sefer Yechezkel, how they knew to add on. And then the Rambam says, "Ushloshin neviim alu imahim in Agola." There were three neviim that came up during Bayis Sheni with them. Echad sheheid lohen al makam hamizbeach. One of them tell them where exactly the mizbeach was, where it was. The echo where it was supposed to be. The echad heyav lohen al midosav, and one was made on the midos. The echad heyav lohen shemakrivin al mizbeach hazeh kol karbanos af bishin shabayis. So one of them said the halacha is you could bring karbanos even before you have a beis hamikdash. Those are the three testimonies that were brought up. This Rambam is one of the rayas of the beis halevi against tcheles. Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. What does it have to do with Tcheles? Because the Beis HaLevi says that his main argument, so we're not paskening here, yes or no, we're saying there are many that wear Tcheles, many that don't, but the Beis HaLevi's main argument is that a mitzvah that has been out of the Mesorah for so many years, you know, who are we to go and do? So others say, of course, if you didn't get to do the mitzvah, they didn't have it, but we have it. But others say, no, if it was a mitzvah, if it's a los asay, obviously you got to stop right away. Oh, they violated, so we have to violate. No, chas v'shalom. But if it's a mitzvah asay that was out of the Mesorah for a certain reason, they didn't have it, whatever, so we do not have the authority to take it back. How do you know? From this Rambam. The Rambam says that you needed a Navi to come back and tell you where the Mizbeach had to be. What do you need a Navi for? What if somebody just remembered? There was some Zakenim from the first bias. What if they knew exactly where it was? And one was made on the Midos. What do you mean made on the Midos? Just look it up in the Brisa. Just look it up in the Rambam. If they had Rambam. right? Look it up. So what exactly is what do you need at Nevi'im? The answer is because you need that connection to the previous Masorah. If you don't have that connection, it's broken, so then they wouldn't be able to build it, even if they knew. If they knew exactly where it was supposed to be, and the dimensions that took place. That is the one of the diukim. The Rambam here in Beis Avachira and Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. Beis Dalet. That is one Rambam. We have to read that Rambam. Again, all the historical events that took place in that same spot to help us appreciate Perek Gimel of Maseches Midos. The other issue to bring up is the Gemara in Zachem Adaf Nun Gimel that we mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday. We mentioned that the end of Mishnah Aleph discussed that the Chut HaSikra separated between the upper and the lower parts of the Mizbeach, and the Yesod was on the bottom, on the west side, on the north side, and a little bit on the east and south side. Question is why? So that's the Gemara in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara says that the Yesod was broken. They didn't have a Yesod on the bottom part. Why? V'keren Mizrachas Deromis L'hoi Lo Yesod. If you read the Gemara, it sounds like the southeast corner didn't have, that it went all the way until the corner. But according to most, it not only was just the northeast, not only the southeast corner, but most of the south and east side didn't have the Yesod. It just wrapped around a little bit on those sides. My Taima says the Gemara, Amar Balazar, Lefisha Lo Haisa Bechelko Shel Toref. Because it wasn't in that corner was not in the chelik of the toref, of literally the grabber, and that's what is alluded to, Shevet Binyamin, is Binyamin, Rashi quotes, Dechsiv Be Ze'ev Yitraf. Ze'ev Yitraf, Shenisnabe Yaakov Alav, Baboker Yochalad, Bachsante Tisbini Madbacha. That's the uncleus. In his place, the Mizbeach will be written, that's how uncleus translates Ze'ev Yitraf. V'yosa Karen, Lohaisa Bechelko. And therefore, it had to be cut off. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Mizbeach Ochel Bechelko Shel Yehuda Amma. It was in the Chelek of Yehuda and Amma, and that's why it had to be removed. Okay, and the Gemara says originally it wasn't, that Binyamin was very upset. Amar Rav Levi bar Chama, Amar Rav Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Ritzua Haisa Yotza Mechelko Shel Yehuda, Venechnasa Bechelko Shel Binyamin, Vahaya Binyamin Hatzadik Mitzta'er Alei Bechol Yom Lenotzla. Binyamin was very upset. Lefichach zochel Binyamin atzadik v'nasa ushpizchin laKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Binyamin was zochel. Bank teifav shachin. Okay, that's the Gemara here in Zvachim. The question is, why is it so important for Binyamin and Yehuda not to overlap? Okay, a little bit will be in Shevet Yehuda, so most of it will be by Binyamin. What is the emphasis of needing it only by in Shevet Binyamin? Says the Marsha beautifully there in Zvachim Nun Gimel. There's not too many pages of Chidushi Agados on Zvachim, 2 to be exact. So, if you don't remember all those Agadatism in Maseches Zvachim, don't worry, you didn't forget it, you never had it. Says the Marsha there in Zvachim Nun Gimel, Dahainu Belishkas Agazis, Shai Bechelko Shel Yehuda, Yehuda Malchus. That had the there Lishkas Agassis on the north side of the Azara. The Asimu Ketora Beapecha V'Chalil Hay Bechelko Shel Binyamin. Taina Behechol Shayu Sham Ketores V'Chalil Al Mizbechecha Ulefi Atam. Here's the line: Tekeser Kehuna Lachud V'Keser Malchus Lachud V'Lakach Hamikdashu Keser Kehuna Lo Hay Bechelik Yehuda Shelo Hamalucha. Separation of church and state, as we would call it. You can't have the Mizbeach and the Malchus in the same place. And therefore, you have to have the separation. That's the message. The religious leaders and the political leaders should not overlap, says the Marsha. That's the message of Yehuda and Binyamin. Avalishkas Agazis, Sheshama Mishpat Haya Bechalko. Right, the Lishkas Agazis was in Yehuda's Chelek. Melech B'Mishpat Ya'amid Aretz. Malchus and Dayanus. That could overlap. The Bez Din and the Malchus, because David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech was the Shofet. Not the Shofet, he was the, he judged. Because they're right now, David HaMelech judged. That's what the ones that tried to usurp the throne from David, what did they do? They tried to say, oh, come to me for judgment. Avshalom, where he stole the hearts of Am Yisrael, he said, come to me for judgment. Shalohaisa Osa Amash Ein La Yisod, Bechelko Shel Tov Shu Binyamin, Vichulu. And that is why, says the Marsha, the importance of having them separated. Good. That is all number one. That's explained, by the way, Rav Shechter in Ikve Hatzon. Before we get to the other piece, in Ikve Hatzon, it pays Reish Chav Gimel. That's how he quotes this Marsha in his article about Yerushalayim. Kiryas Malach Rav, he talks about the different kedushas of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim being the city of Malchus Beis David, and Yerushalayim being the city of Kedusha, in terms of Karbanos, it is the Maaser Sheni v'Chulu, all the different elements of Yerushalayim that's in that article in Siman Lamed Gimel. But the other point in Rav Shechter Sefer is what we've quoted in the past, and that's in Eretz Tzvi. In Eretz Tzvi, it's Siman Lamed. What have we been saying? That it has to be split because the border went right through the base of Migdash? But doesn't the Gemara in Yuma and elsewhere say, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim? Yerushalayim wasn't split up anyway. So what does that mean? That it was the border of Yerushalayim, of Binyamin and Yehuda, right, went right through, right, with Yerushalayim. It didn't. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Many halachic ramifications for that principle. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that there are various takanas that that Yeshua ben Nun put in place when they crossed the Yarden, and some of them did not apply to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. So explains question one. And there are other questions. One of the more famous questions that he discusses is the Ravid's problem with the Rambam. The Rambam's problem with the Rambam. What is the Rambam's problem with the Rambam? The Rambam says in Hilcha Zechiya Umatana, discussing the concept of Mishpatei Atznayim. We know for make a Tznai, the Mishnah is describing Maseches Kedushin, you have to have rules. You can't just make a condition. You have to have rules. You have to say Tznai Kafel. You have to say both sides. If this, then this, and if not, then that. You have to have Hein Kodim Lalav, the positive before the negative. You have to have other elements. Those are called Mishpatei Atznayim, the rules and regulations of Tznayim. The Rambam says, he quotes his Rabbeim, V'rabosai horu, shein tzarech lichpol atznai ulahaktim hein lalav, ela begitin v'kidushin bilvad, v'lo b'didi mamanis. Mishpatei Atznayim are only learned from Gittin and Kiddushin. They're not learned, they're only needed by Gittin and Kiddushin, they're not needed by Dini Mamanis. Dini Mamanis, you want to sell something on condition that it rains tomorrow, fine. You don't need all the rules and regulations of Tanaim. Only getting Kiddushin require. And the Rambam says, the Ein L'Davar Zeraya. Right? Ein L'Davar Zeraya. There's no Raya. He doesn't knock out his Rabbeim. But he just says, there's no Raya. I think it should also apply to Dinim Amenis. Says the Ravid, V'yachaz V'alzeh Ravid, Ava B'Shein Raya L'Davar Zecha L'Davar, V'tam Gadol Yesh L'Davar. Veich yitachi dezem mocher karka vomer eni mocher elkein yasli kach lekach vanotzi oso miyado v'lo asa bo mashe histolav v'nachlas b'nei gado b'nei ruvein lo aysa muchzekes. The Ravid says that Dini Mamanis does not need Mishpatei Atznayim. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, arguing on his Rebbeim, that even Dini Mamanis needs Mishpatei Atznayim, arguing on his Rebbeim, and the Ravid holds like the Rambam's Rebbeim only by Gittin Kiddushin. The kasha on the Ravid is, what's the source for Mishpatei Atznayim? The whole source of Mishpatei Atznayim is Nachlas B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvein. Moshe Rabbeinu, making the deal with B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvein, if you go in and you fight with your brothers, or at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, so then you can get this property. You get Eivar HaYarden. If you don't, so then you're not getting it. That's the sources of Mishpatei Atznayim. So how can one suggest that Mishpatei Atznayim are only needed by Gittin and Kiddushin and not by Dinim Amenis? The whole source is by Dinim Amenis. The whole source of Mishpatei Atznayim is by Nachlos, B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvein. So this and other questions drives the Chiddush of the Rav that there are two Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael and there are two Kedushos of Yerushalayim. That is, number one, there is a Dini Mamanis Kedusha, obviously, and by splitting up the Nachlos, and then there is an Isser V'Heter Kedusha. There's a Kedusha element, not just a Dini Mamanis element. And that's why you have another Shita of some of the Rishonim. It's a Ravid also. The Ravid of Babasra says that the Goro that split up the land between the Shvatim, as we know, was the Urva Tumim, and Abasko went out when Yeshua ben Nun took out the Goro and said, this piece of land for this Shevet. Yeshua ben Nun, though, did not use the Goro to split up within families. The Goral said, which Shevet? But once every Shevet had it, then Yeshua ben Nun did it himself. Why? Why is the Goral for that too? That's also splitting up Eretz Yisrael. The answer is no. For the Kedusha element of Eretz Yisrael, that you need the Goral. But for the Dini Mamanis element of Eretz Yisrael, you don't need the Goral. And therefore, it can be done by Yeshua ben Nun. So maybe this says the Rav, as Rav Shether explains it, that's the answer to Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim or not. To call it machlokes, bein Rav Yehuda l'chachamim b'Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim imlav, dafka l'gabei chalukas dini mamanis. Regarding dini mamanis, it's a machlokes, nischalka l'shvatim or not. But regarding Kedusha, of course it has to be split. every parcel of Eretz Yisrael has to be split in order for it to achieve full Kedusha. And until it's all split up, so it doesn't achieve full Kedusha. So regarding the Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, it's split up, Yerushalayim and Binyamin. Mashiach, regarding Dini Maminis, you're right, and therefore the halachas of Dini Maminis that are applied in various sugis and shas, so that wouldn't apply. Okay, so that is in Eretz Tzvi, Siman Lamed. There's more questions that were answered there, but we will leave it at that, and we will get to the next Mishnah. Okay, top of the Amud, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, says the Mishnah in Maseches Midos. Ubekeren ma'aravis dromis hayu shnei nekavim kemein shnei chot min dakim. In the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, there were two holes, like two nostrils, shnei chot min dakim, two little nostrils on the southwest corner. Shadame manitani al yisod ma'aravi va'al yisod dromi yordin bohen, because whenever you had shvicha shirayim, whenever you had the leftover blood, so you poured it down these little holes on the southwest corner. Umis arvin ba'ama, and they are mixed together underneath. V'yozo l'nachal kidron, and it goes into nachal kidron, as we discussed back in Maseches Me'ilah. Dam is one of the items that don't have Me'ilah at the beginning and have Me'ilah at the end. Remember, we had four different sources. Well, dam is not subject to Me'ilah. L'kapara nisati v'lo l'me'ilah, different sources, but that's on a daraisa level. Daraisa level is never Me'ilah. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan, where goes there, Me'ilah, but the dam after went out to Nachal Kidron, not because there's an Isser Daraisa, right? It's Nasas Mitzvaso, and it's never had, it was never subject to Me'ilah, but we described it's just a Mitzvah's Pidyon. More than an Isser Me'ilah, it's a Mitzvah's Pidyon that they shouldn't use it until their Poda is from the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that is, it gets mixed up in the bottom. Lamata Baritzpa Ba'oso HaKeren, in the bottom, in the floor, under the floor, under by that Karen, Makom Hayisham, it was an underground cavern. Ama al Ama, by it was small. Ama al Ama. Vitavash al Shayish, Vitabas Aisa Kfua, Ba. And, I'm sorry, the place wasn't Ama al Ama, the area, the tile was Ama al Ama. Makom Hayisham, there was a place, Ama al Ama, Vitavash al Shayish, there was a marble tile, Ama al Ama, Vitabas Aisa Kfua, but there was a ring in the tile that allowed the Kohen to lift up the tile in order to be able to go underneath. Shebo Yardin L'Shis, in that spot, they went down to the Shis, to the underground cavity. Umanakin also, and that's where it was cleaned. That's where you cleaned it, right? We had this earlier, that there was congealed what? Congealed what? So we had earlier that it was congealed wine. That was the discussion that we had. But that is what the Rush here says. The Rush says, they went out to the Shisid to clean it out from the Yayin Shel Nesachim Shenikrash Bahen. That's what the Rush here says, but that's what the Rabbi Tanur also says. The Tiferes Yisrael here assumes that what's going on here is not the wine, but the blood. The blood is what's being cleaned out and congealed, the blood that was left over, the Shvicha Shirayim, not from the wine up above. That was also on the southwest corner, but that was on the top of the Mizbeach, but it's talking about the blood. And he's very emphatic about this. About that these shisin are for the blood and not for the wine. Says the Tiferes Yisrael. The Yodim Misham Besulam, he has in a little detail, they have there's a ladder that's going down. Ela Chalala Katan Shetachas HaYisod, Shem Shenikra Shis. Why is it called Shis? Sheshosesin L'Sham HaDamim, Sheshafra Boso Kerem. Shoses is to drip down and to flow down. That's why it's called the Shis. The one for wine is called shisin, not shis. That's called shisin. Tfei, and I like these reasons more than the reason to say it's called shisin, because hushtas ha'olam mizeh, like the Evan HaShasiyah. No, shisin, I think, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is called this because the wine was poured. And then he quotes the Rush and the Bar Tanura, who says, shis, this Mishnah also is referring to the Nesachim, the wine, and he says, the Acharek Mechilas Kvod Rabbeinu, Milvad Doche Kalashon, Dalama Nikra Kan Shis, Ubechol Duchta Nikra Shisin. Number one, it's a different word that's used elsewhere. The wine one is called shisin, and this is called shis. But also, he says, besides the language, he quotes the Gemara in Meseches Sukkah, and he says, "Begam washin menakin lo shayach al yayin she nikrash she makriven also al mizbeach Hashem." Menakin does that you clean it out. Doesn't sound like something that you're going to like burn again. Clean out means you're cleaning out garbage. You're cleaning out something that's it's going to be thrown out. Aval shayach tfei al lichluch damim she nikrashu sham blood. Blood that's hukrash, that's what the word he thinks is better. Ubitvarenu Eilen, he also says, regarding our words, it also explains you two rats mashal khara yishla tamua bimishna. Our Mishnah says, Shatana isker beznakavim elu shebi yisod shemuchal shiri adam. Falamalo isker lanu nami beznakavim lamala. If Meseches Midos goes through all of the measurements, and we're talking about the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, so why do we only mention the two things at the bottom of the southwest corner? What about the cups on the top of the southwest corner, where the wine was poured in and the water was poured in? We're going through all the measurements, says the Toast to Pharisee Yisrael. This is Yisod Gadol to understand this Masechta. This Masechta is not interested in giving us every single detail of every single measurement of every single kli. That's not the point of this Masechta. Right, we're going to have, coming up, we don't have every kli listed. Ulam, says the Tiferes Yisrael, right, this should be in the Hakdama, but it's right here. Kol ikar tachlis besechazu, shma ya'ir aleha. Its name is made about it. Sharatzta raklo di'enu, midas kol habinyanim hakadoshim, v'chol hadvarim hakvuin beritzpa. Everything on the floor, telling us the measurements and the Kedusha, going from out to in. Lahodienu midas hashetach she yitavsu beritzba v'gavhan v'rak derech agav mashbina gam derem achirim lefamim. Sometimes a few other things are thrown in. But basically, if you think about it from the beginning, it starts with the mishmaras, but it goes from the outside to the in, from harabayas all the way in on the floor. That's what it's talking about. Aval ein amitas kavanas hamesechta lahodienu tar kol binyan v'kli. That's not the purpose. Ume haytaim alohizkir tmunas hamizbeach shum davar meakronos shayu chalulim. We don't have anything about the kronos, the horns on top. Verashi sham chulu vegam lohizkir shaya avir ben kevesh lamizbeach. Not everything about the mizbeach is said here. We know there was a little airspace between the kevesh and the mizbeach, as was described in Zvachim. Vegam lohodienu meatapuach. Aval hatam b'cholze b'shum shashetach shetofsin kol elu nechlelu b'shetach hamizbeach shekvar hodienu hatana kol mida shitcho. We already know how large the mizbeach was. Everything on the mizbeach was not described, but something right next to the floor, which we're interested in describing, the yisod, that's what it throws in. Hodienu hatana mibeis hakavim shebi yisod shem yuchad l'sheri hadam midaratza lohodienu me'atavlo shol shayis shetofis amalama b'shetach ritzva. Ah, because it also wanted to tell us what was going on the floor. You have this extra tile on the floor that you lifted up. So why is that tile there? Ah, it's telling us because of the holes for the dam. So it says it's very simple. That's another raya why I think it doesn't mention the ones up above, because it's not dealing with those. And it mentions the shayish, and then it says the holes in the mizbeach, because it's talking about the shayish, but it's all about dam. Oh, it's not all about the wine. The wine one, if you're talking about the wine one, you wouldn't have to mention this. Okay, fine. That is the Mishnah in, and the Tiferet Yisrael right here in Zvachim, in Midos. Good. We continue now. Just once we're talking about the purpose of the Masechta, as it's Tiferet Yisrael said, the Minchas Chinuch that I mentioned outside yesterday, got an email, where is that Minchas Chinuch? So I'll mention it where it is. The Minchas Chinuch is in Reish Nun Dalet. Mitzvah Reish Nun Dalet, the Mitzvah of Yira Min HaMikdash. That's where the Chinuch describes. They included in the Isser of Yira Min HaMikdash, meaning we have to have not go to certain places and act in a certain way. We can't go on Harabayis with our walking stick and Min Alo Puntaso, all the different halachas. There, the Chinuch also describes the Isser of building Bayis Tavnis Heichalach, Sadra Tavnis Ulam, Chatzur Tavnis Azara, because in the Maros HaMakom, you can't make a model related to the same exact structure of the Mizbeach. So there, in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Tes, he discusses, Tzarech ani lehislamed bo, hei chashir le'isser. What exactly is the shir? Vim Kain, he says, I don't understand bizman hazeh. He says, Tavnes mikdash, shine az b'shosh nemer ha-mikra, lo haya az b'sa mikdash, like Mishkan. When the pasuk was given, it was only Mishkan was there, not the mikdash. Im Kain mitzad ha-svara, haya asr lasos tavnes ha-mishkan, ki v'tshayim mishamish lefanav yizbarach. V'yachar zeh, kishin niknas ha-mishkan, bevaday asr lasos k'tavnes b'sa olamim. It changed, the answer is, says the Minchas Chinuch, yes.
I think, Bizman HaMikt Mishkan, it was Asr to build the Mishkan. That was included in this Issa Daraisa. Bizman HaMikdash Rishon, Mikdash Rishon was Asr. Mikdash Sheni was Asr. That's what he says. Ilulei demistavina mi chavrai, v'kol shekein me'rabosai. If I wasn't scared of my colleagues, and surely of my rabbeim, hayadisi omer, tedin ze eno balav ze rak bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Asr lasos kitav niso, kugom bezman hamishkan, asr lasos kusur as hamishkan, v'chul. V'chein kshaya shilo omeid, v'chein no v'givgon, v'chein bayis rishon, haya asr lasos b'chol zman me'azmanim, eiz etavnis, haya dugmas etavnis, shahaya mishamis oz. V'chein bebayis sheni, haya asr libnos kitav niso. V'chein bebayis shlishi, b'meyav yameinu, yay asr lasos kitav niso, shahaya oz. The by shlishi, this Israel will come back. Oz ki hei mesham shelo v'nevi zbarach aval ha'idna bizman hazeh kivan daba v'nesenu harabim ein mesham shelo v'nev efshar de'ein b'chlal avzeh. It's possible, I think this should not be on the list of isurim that apply bizman hazeh. And he writes, v'inei ani kosev zos be'ema uv'yira ki hu lahakel be'isur daraisa k'neged ha'poskim ach torehi v'lomar ani tzarech. I'm really scared. It has to do with the Issa Raisa, but I'm writing it anyway. I think this is really a mitzvah shel Torah. Says the Minchas Chinuch. And when we get the answer to this question, it won't be Lamaisa anyway, because then we'll have a Bayis Shlishi. Right? Maybe when Elio Navi comes, Tishbi Atarets, Elio's coming, the Gemara says an Erev in the day before Mashiach. Okay, so when that day, the Nafkamina is that day, when Elio Navi comes, before we start building the Beis HaMikdash, so what's going to be Lamaisa then? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Good. Says the Gemara, or the Mishnah for that matter. Says the Mishnah, right here where we're up to. V'kevesh, we're in the middle of Mishnah Gimel. The kevesh haya ledromosh al mizbeach. The kevesh was on the south side of the mizbeach. Lamed beis al rachav tezayin. 32 by 16. V'revucha hay salob ma'aravo. There was a little window in the western side of the ramp. Shoshama, you know some suli chatas ha'of. When chatas ha'of were nifsal, so that's where they threw it. You don't want to get it mixed up with the kosher birds. So they threw it there in order that it shouldn't be mixed up and it shouldn't be hukraf. The kevesh itself is a very interesting discussion. The kedusha of the kevesh. The kedusha of the ramp. We know the mizbeach has kedusha. What about the kevesh? Does the kevesh have kedusha? So throughout Seder Kadshim, you can make a list of every time it says the word kevesh and what is the makam. Kevesh, where the Mishnah says in Zvachim, is not a makam matan damim. If I do zrikas hadam on the kevesh, it's considered shalom bimkomo. That's the Mishnah in Zvachim on Daf Chavav. That's considered shalom bimkomo. On the other hand, if you look in the ninth parak, what's that parak called? Hamizbeach mekadish asaroylo. Remember that parak was all about items that go up on the mizbeach. The mizbeach is mekadish them. Kaltua mechitzel shalom mizbeach. The Mishnah says there in Peivav, kishem shamizbeach mekadish asaroylo, kacha kevesh mekadish. The kevesh is mekadish asaroylo. Right, that's and then just like the Zech and the Kevesh are Makadi, so do the Kalim. So the Kevesh does have a certain Kedusha. The Rambam, in the beginning of Beis HaBechira, when he talks about the Kalim that are built in the Beis HaMikdash, and he describes the mitzvah of building all the Kalim, the Rambam goes through, obviously the Aron is the center of attention. He says, V'osem b'mikdash shiva Kalim. There are seven Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Sometimes we get lost in Parshas Truma. The Rambam says, be orderly. The godless of the Rambam is his organizational skills. Unbelievable. You want to get an appreciation of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur night, you have to call Nidre, you read a Hilchot Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's not long, a couple of prakim. The organization and the appreciation, he takes all of Tarsha Bichsav and Baal Peh and just has it on his fingertips and organizes it. The Rambam says, seven kalim. What are the seven kalim? Here they are. Mizbeach la'olo l'shar karbanos. V'kevesh she'olim bo la'mizbeach. U'mikomo lifnei ha'ulam ha'shuch l'darom. V'kiyar v'kano l'kadesh mimenu ha'kohanim yideim v'ragleim la'avoda. U'mikomo bein ha'ulam la'mizbeach ma'shuch l'darom shu small ha'nichlas la'mikdash. You have the kiyar and the kano. And you have the mizbeach, the menorah, and the shulchan. Those three, right? So that's seven. You have the kiyar and the kano, the kiyar and the base of the kiyar. You have the mizbeach and the kevesh. Kevesh is counted as a separate kli. And then you have, of course, the three, the mizbeach haktaris, the menorah, and the shulchan. V'shloshem mesoch ha'kodesh lefnei kodesh ha'kadoshim. It goes through. So the kevesh is treated like a separate kli. That's better and worse. It's worse than that. Oh, it's not part of the mizbeach. But on the other hand, it has this unique status of being the Kevesh. So again, there's a lot to talk about. We just had it earlier. Right, we had it back in Maseches Tamid. Remember the Kohanim when they were after they were Zocha to do the two points. We had it. We had number one when they were Zocha to bring the parts of the Karbon Tamid up. They went up and they put it on the ramp. What did they put it on the ramp for? Just don't bring it up. But when you're ready to bring it up, bring it up. No, you put it on the ramp to already start the Kedusha process. Number one. Number two. Remember the other Mishnah we had in Tamid was that the Kohanim jump up after the Trumas Hadeshen. The other Kohanim don't go to clean out the ashes from the night before to make room to put the new wood on and the new Karbonis on. Where do you put the leftovers before you put it back? So either you put it on the side of the top of the Mizbeach. Remember what the Mishnah said? If you don't have enough room up there, you put it on the Kevesh. Put it on the Kevesh. That's not called putting it down. So that's why, again, all of these Mishnayos have to be put together to figure out the real identity of the Kevesh. Okay, Mishnah Dalet. Echad Avnei HaKevesh ve'echad Avnei HaMizbeach mi'Bikas Beis Kerem. The place where they got stones from that weren't allowed to be yun, were from Bikas Beis Kerem. V'chofrin lamata mi besula, umivi and misham avanim shlemos. They dug deep, deep down to try to find avanim that were never touched by a piece of metal or yun. Shlohunaf alein barzel, that barzel, iron, did not touch them. Shah barzel posel benegiu pagima, because barzel posels either by touching or by cutting, by nicking. L'chol davar. Nifkama achas mehen, if one of the stones of the Mizbeach becomes nifkam, he pasula v'kulang sheris, just replace that stone. Doesn't pasul the entire Mizbeach. Good. Right, we've spoken about that in the past. The Isurim of Barzel. There is a machlokas, fascinating machlokas between the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban. On this pasuk at the end of Yisro, is it only an Isra to cut it with a metal? Right, is that the Isser with Barzel? Or is it not only Barzel? If you look in the Ibn Ezra says at the end of Yisro, Ki charbecha, shem cherev nofal al chli barzel, shenazel lachtoch bo. Ulai nikras ken acherev ki hi machreves. Ubemakam acher kasev lo sanif alehem barzel, huchulu. Ve'ein lanu lachapes al tamei hamitzvos, says the Ibn Ezra. Ein roi, valderach ha-svara, he gives a svara. That, forget, even non-metal. It says metal, but even non-metal. Why? Because whenever you cut something, there are pieces left over that you're not using. Says the Ibn Ezra, it's bizayin to cut something from the Mizbeach, knowing that part of the stone that you cut is not going to be used for anything. Ein roi lios hanishar pigol, ki yechalel ha-kodesh shehikdish, im yishar mimenu ashe yeh pigol. U bekachaze v'chulu, ulai yechulal hanikeres min ha-avanim avodah zara, maybe the leftover will be used for avodah zara, oh, for the lamaka metunah, maybe it's going to be used for a bathroom. So it's not covered to cut a stone, knowing you're going to use this piece, and the rest of it is going to be used for something else bizayin. So the Ibn Ezra is saying the din is that even if it's not cut by metal, any cut stone. The Rabban says, what are you talking about? Only Barzel. L'may nafgamina? Cut by the Shamir. Right? Can you use stones cut by that special worm for the Mizbeach? Machlokas Ibn Ezra and the Ramban. Right there. Good. Says the Gemara. Mishnah. Umalabnin osan pa'amayim bashana. And they used to clean the Mizbeach twice a year. Twice a year. Malabnos, I not only clean it, but add on a layer. Add on a layer of white. The Rush says lime. And the Rush says this is not an Isra of Mosif al Habinyin, because Bidavar Muat Kazelo Mikri Mosif Habinyin. What is this? You're lining it with a little lime to make it shiny. That's not a problem. Echad bePesach, echad bChad, Pesach and Sukkot every 6 months. Via Hechel pamachas on Pesach, and the Hechel was done one time a year on Pesach. Rabbi Omer, no, call Erev Shabbos Malabnim with some mappa. Every Erev Shabbos they used to clean it with a mappa, with a rag, but they had damim because of the blood, and they didn't want the blood there on Erev Shabbos. Yes, on Erev Pesach the blood was considered beautiful, and they closed up the gutters so they could be standing up to their knees in blood. But in general, they cleaned it on Erev Shabbos. That's Rabbi Shita. Lo hayisadin osan be kapisha barzel. They wouldn't put on the lime or clean it with a metal type of klisha meyika v'yifsol. Shabarzel nivra lekatzer yamav shel adam. V'mizbeach nivra l'arach yamav shel adam. Because metal is to shorten people's lives and mizbeach is to lengthen people's lives. Ein obedin shiyonav habakatzer l'amarach. So it's not appropriate, right? This is the source also for, we mentioned, the shulchan is like a mizbeach, and that's why when somebody benches, they should take the knife off the table on a weekday, or cover it up. Mashenkin on Shabbos and Yontif, the poskim say that one doesn't need to, but Eino Bedin Shiyonif HaMakatzer Al HaMa'arich. That is the halacha. Okay, not for now, but also important sugya related in terms of a Kohen Rotseach Duchening. That also has to do with the Makatzer and the Ma'arich. Is it Eino Bedin that the Ma'arich, the brachas of Hashem, should be connected to a Makatzer, somebody who cut short the lives of a Kohen? What if Kohen Rachman al-Islam gets into a car accident with somebody and somebody else is killed? Right, all very Rachman al-Islam cases that come up with Maisa, and the post can talk about it. Good. Mishnah Hey. V'tabos ha'yu l'tzvon Hashem Mizbech. So the rest of this right now, we already had in Talmud also. There were rings on the north side of the Mizbech. Vav Sidorim Shal Dal Davi, Sherman Dal Shal Vav Vav. There were 24, either 4 by 6 or 6 by 4. Where? Shalim Shokhtan Esa Kachim. That's where they used to put the Kachim, help with the Shechita. Beis HaMitvachayim Ha'ilus Fonash HaMizbeach. The area of Shechita was also to the north side. Va'alav Ches Amudim Nanasim V'Revim Shal Erez Al Gabayim. There were 8 short pillars, and there were cedar pieces of wood on top. Von Kalio Shabarzal Haikfun Behan. There were metal rings that were kavua in these cedar beams. The Gimel Sadam Ha'ilu Kol Echad Ve'Echad. And there were 3 rows of these unkalios on everyone. Shabam Tolan Mafshitin Al Shulchanos. That's where they used to skin the animals after they had shechted them in the rings. Shulchanos Shashayis Shabena Amudim, and they were marble, as we learned earlier, so it stays cold. Hakiyar. Why are we doing the Kiyar next? According to that Ha'ara, the Tiferes Yisrael. Because we're going on the floor. We're going on the floor. So the Kiyar is the next Kli on the floor. And that's why we have it here. Ha'kiyar ha'yabein ha'ulam ala mizbech. The Kiyar, interestingly, Gzeres HaKasev. You would think the Kiyar should be on the east side of the mizbech. Because that's what it's used for. You have to wash your hands before you go to the Avodah. No. Gzeres HaKasev is between the mizbech and the ulam. Between the ulam and the mizbech. U'mashuch klapei adarom. And it is pulled a little bit to the south. You can look at the first Meshach Chachma in Parshas Kisisa, where he discusses the Kiyar is not Ma'akev, but the Makom HaKiyar is Ma'akev. Pasuk says, V'nasata Shama Mayim. What's Shama Mayim? Even if there's no Kiyar, that's the Makom that it's got to be. Even you can use any other Kli also, but that's the Makom that it has to be. Good. Beina Ulam Ulam Mizbeach Chafez Amma. There were 22 Amos between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. V'yud Beis Ma'ilos HaYisham. And there were 12 steps there. Rome, Mala, Chatzi, Amma, Vishulcha, Amma. Right? Not every step was the same exact dimensions. Here we go. It went up. The first three. There were 12 steps. There were four, four, and four, as we'll see. Rome, Mala, Chatzi, Amma, Vishulcha, Amma. The first step went up half an Amma, and its length, its depth was an Amma. Amma, Amma, Verovar, Gimel. And each one also went up an Amma, and then you had a longer step, a landing, that was 3 Amos. So that's the beginning. Then you have Amma, Amma, Verovar, Gimel again. And Vohel Yona, Amma, Amma, Verovar, Dalin. The upper one it was 4. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Al Yona Amma Amma Verovad. Hey, one extra. So he took off an Amma from somewhere else. Either way, there were 12 steps going up between the Azara and going into the Ulam. Not to be confused with the 15 steps outside the Azara that was outside of Shar HaNikanor. Right, that's going from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael. Next, Pischa. As we know, because the whole Beis HaMikdash was built on a mountain. Harabayas. That's why there were steps going up. Pischa shalulam gavho arba'im barachbo esrim. The doorway going into the ulam was huge. It was 20 by 40. 20 by 40. It was 40 high and 20 wide. The hay mal tira'o shel milas hayu al gabav. There were beams going across on top. Hatachtona odefas ala pesach ama mizeh v'ama mizeh. V'shamala mimeno odefas aleha ama mizeh v'ama mizeh. Nimtis el yona lamad ama v'nidbach shal avanim haya ben kol echad v'echad. All the beams were wider, right, going up, and each one, the bottom was hanging over an ama on each side, and the one above that was hanging over an ama on each side, and it got wider as it went up, and there was a row of rocks in between each one. This is all for decoration, going on the top of the ulam. Uklunsa'u shel even, or shel erez, hayikvun mikoslo. There were stone beams that were kavua there to hold it up. Shel mikoslo shel heichal, akoslo shel ulam. Kedei shel yivad. It was a very tall doorway. You needed extra support. So you had these stone beams that held it up. Or cedar beams. Veshar sharosh shel zahav, hayikvun betikros ha'ulam. There were these golden chains that hung down in the ulam. Remember, the ulam is just like an anteroom, an antechamber, before you get to the heichal. V'shebohen, and these chains were used for climbing up. Shebohen perchei kuna olim b'ro'im es ha'ataros. From through these, the young kohanim used to jump up and hang and used to be able to see inside. To see what? To see what? Says the Rush. The Rush here is on the Amud Beis. The Rush says not stop to go see in, because you're not allowed to do that. Even though Kol Ma'ar Varech Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila, but you're not allowed to look, that's still an Isser. So therefore, it says the Rush, it was just, no, they sent them up there to see if anything needed to be fixed. That's why they were sent up there. So they needed tikkun. That's when they climbed up. Shenamar, v'ataros tiyel l'chelem, because that Taurus war, the crowns inside war to chelem, u'letuvi, u'ledayu, u'lechein betzfanya, u'zichron be'echal Hashem, that's what were inside, these crowns. V'gafen shal zav ha'isa, omedez ha'pischa shal heichal, this we had already quoted in Talmud, there was a golden design of a vine on the doorway of the heichal, u'mudz al-gabi klunsos, on poles, call me shumisnadev ale o gargiro eshkol, anybody who was misnadev, a leaf or a grape or a whole cluster of golden items, maybe even told about, used to hang it there. All right, brother, something my sahayev and imnu alash shlosh me os kohanim lefanosa. One time they had to clean it out, they had to carry it, and there were 300 kohanim that were needed to carry it out. Remember, this mission was quoted in the guzma sugyas in Maseches Talmid. Was this a guzma that it needed 300 kohanim or not? Viter. Says the Mishnah, Perek Dalin in Maseches Midos. Rabosai, we are in the second to last Perek in Seder Kodshim. Second to last Perek here, Maseches Midos. Okay, tomorrow, Beit Hashem, is the Siyum. And Wednesday, start Seder Taurus. Or Maseches Nida, for that matter. Says the Mishnah, Pischo Shel Heichal, Gavho, right, Yom HaMiyuchas, by the way. It's going to start Maseches Nida. Pischo shel heichal, gavho esrim ama v'rachvo eser. The doorway of the heichal, now we're going, it's still continuing from east to west. The doorway of the heichal was 20 by 10, basically half. Earlier the ulam was 40 by 20, 20 by 10. Arba delasos hayulo, there were four doorways. Shtaymi b'vnim v'shtaymi b'chutz, there was a double doorway. If you could picture, two doors on the outside and then two doors on the inside. Shne'emar, shteim shtaym delasos laheichal v'lakodesh. Machlokas, hachitzonos niftachos latocha pesach lechasos ovio shel kosel. The outer doorways, meaning the ones more east, opened in. Vapnimios niftachos latocha bayis lechasos achara delasos. And the inner ones also opened in. They were folded back against the wall of the heichal. And why they do that? Shekala bayis toach bezav, because the entire inside of the heichal was lined with gold. Chutz meachara delasos, because behind these doors was not, because you didn't need to. Because every time the door opens, it covered up that area. So therefore, you didn't need, whenever anybody went inside, those walls were covered up. Period. Stop there for a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'tocha Pesach Hayom, does no! They were within the Pesach. Both of the doorways folded into the doorway area. Ukemin, it's tar mita hayu. V'nikpalos la'achorehen. Elu shnei amusu mechsa, v'elu shnei amusu mechsa. They were folding doorways. Each of them had two parts. They folded on each other, so there was room for each of them to fold inside. Chati ama u'mezuza mikan, v'chati ama u'mezuza mikan. Shnei ama u'shtayim d'lasos, lid v'lasos. There were doors to the doors. Shtayim musabos delasos, shtayim delasachas, or shtay delasos laacheres. Okay, that's a machlokas, what to focus on in psukim in Yechezkel. Either way, machlokas about the doors. Fascinating discussion. Again, we don't have time to go into it totally now, but the walls behind the doors were not golden. Why? Oh, because it's covered up anyway. Is there a concept of hiddur mitzvah by something that people won't see? That's a big discussion in the Achronim. Big discussion in the Achronim. The inside of the Aron Kodesh that nobody ever sees. Is there a concept of hiddur mitzvah there? You have to do mitzvahs in private. But is there a concept of beautifying mitzvahs in private? Machlokes, between the Ramah and the Gra. What about your klafim of your tefillin? Nobody ever sees those. Find your batim. Get mehudr batim. The klaf? Why does the klaf have to be mehudr? Nobody's ever going to see them. Except when you bring it to the sofer to check them. Ah. Seems to be machlokas between the Ramah and the Gra, right? The Ramah seems to say, yes, it's hiddur mitzvah even by private things. The Ramah says that there's a Ramah in Kuf Mem Zayin about the cover of a Sefer Torah. In Sefer Kuf Mem Zayin, should you put the more beautiful side towards the Torah or to the outside of the Torah? So the Ramah says to the inside of the Torah, it's covered, the Torah. Is this hiddur mitzvah even where somebody's going to see it? And the Vilna Gaon says, no, you know where we know that from? Our Mishnah! Our Mishnah proves there's no hiddur mitzvah in private. Meaning by something that nobody's going to see, there's no hiddur mitzvah. How you do it is one thing. But to beautify the chetz shel mitzvah only applies when people are going to see it. And the Beis Shol, which is Yosef Chaim Nathanson, right, the Shol Lameshit, on our Mishnah, He quotes that Gra also. The Beis Shaul on the back of the Yachanu Boaz, I've never quoted a Beis Shaul before. Believe not, I'm not sure. I don't remember quoting a Beis Shaul. I think I quoted one. But I don't know. But right here, either way, because Vishamati B'Shem Agon, Marina Rav Elio, Shalaman Mizeh, the Zakeli V'Yanveyu, Eino Rak B'Dover Shenire. Right? He said, but I found the Medrash Yerushirim, that even Achori Adlasos, how you talk Zav. Okay, it's against the Mishnah here. Lamaisa, this is a Machlokas we've shown him, but the Gra says this Mishnah weighs in. Finishing up, Ushtei Pishpishin Ayula Lishara Gadol. This also we had in Talmud. There were two Pishpishin, two smaller doorways by the great gate. Echad B'Tzavon and Echad B'Doram, one on the north, one on the south of the main entrance in. Shebidaram Nichlas Adam Bomei Olam. The southern one, nobody ever went in. The southern extra doorway into the Heichal. Volavu Mufarshade Yechezkel Shenemar. Vayomar Elai Hashem. Hashara Zeh Sagur Yiyeh. Lo Yipaseach Ve'ish Lo Yavo Bo. Ki Hashem Alokei Yisrael Bavo V'haya Sagur. So it was always closed up, the southern one. So, but the northern one was gone into. Not lost the matech upatach the pishpesh. He got the key and opened the little doorway. V'nechlas l'hatei omiatei l'heichal. He went into the little locker room there, and then he went from there into the main part of the heichal, and then opened up the door from the inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, there was an alleyway specifically made there, but right next to the wall, and he walked from north to south. But the obvious coastal like Mahalech, Acha Nimsa Omid Bechnei Sha'arim, until he got to between the two doorways, as was described earlier. Upasach Hazachitzonas Mibefnim Esapanimis Mibachutz. So Machlokas, a little bit on the structure, was there a he just went into the Heichal and then went in, or he had a separate alleyway that was right next to the inside of the doorway? Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue with the last daf. End of Maseches Midos, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. We should have a good one.